Hey guys, what's up?
There's more on the grill as we blazin'. I puff on the dust and you taken. Your eyes are swelling with blood and I love it. We done it with juice and goose on a stomach. What does that even mean?
What is it?
Ew. Oh, I don't know if I can keep reading this.
Come on.
Wear tuxedos, pushed bleached through needles, so I don't catch nothing. Come holla, man.
This is the last song Billy did. I don't know how to do
we
this.
We drank our last dollar to dream about nothing but living and loving. Michelle, is that enough?
Yes.
Should I keep going?
Well.
You suck in that nose candy for O's brandy. Man, she needs weed. She's crawling the wall. Breaking her nails and heels. All right, is that enough spoken word for today?
Yes.
Apparently this song is called Come Gurp With Me.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but Z-Man sings it.
It's not working the way I thought it was going to.
Do you want to know what the last line is?
What?
Good times, good weed.
There you go. So I don't know how to use that disguising voice thing.
So we have a problem.
Check the wiki.
Check the what?
The wiki.
What's that?
It's where all the information on the station exists online.
Okay, hold on. How do I find it?
No, you're not going to be able to find it if you don't know already.
What do you mean? I'm already in the wiki.
You have to sign in. How do you
know? I am signed
in. Oh, because you're already signed in. Go to like Reverb or Effects. I think you can search by that.
Can you search?
I think you can search.
Studio topics?
This is when show prep would have come in handy, I guess, huh?
How to put calls on the air. I think we've got that one down.
Check. What else you got?
Emergency alert system?
I got that one down.
Studio etiquette. Should I click that and see what it says?
Yes.
You should never walk into the studio while a DJ is speaking on the air.
Like, I just walked in.
Unless you have been invited to do so.
Come on in, Mike.
Most DJs prefer to be alone in the studio while
speaking. I prefer to be alone.
Do you want me to leave?
Frangry.
Similarly, if you are in a studio and the DJ is about to go on mic, or the DJ announces that they are about to go on mic, you should immediately leave. Never assume that a DJ wants you to be on the air with them. Even if the DJ is already talking on air to other studio guests.
Learn something new every day.
Similarly,
If
a DJ utilizes the comments section on his or her playlist, you should treat that comments section as the DJ's own online space.
Fair, fair.
It's 6:07 p.m. Time for Shut Up, Weirdo.
Woo!
I'm Frangry.
Woo! I'm Michelle.
We have a topic that I don't think is going to work if we can't disguise voices.
So you didn't see it on there?
Oh, no. I don't see it on here.
Okay.
I know it's on there.
I know, I just, like, I searched it, but it's not a good search. Oh, wait, I put it in the wrong place. Hold on. What is it, Reverb?
Well, it's not necessarily Reverb, it's more of a pitch shift that we want, I believe.
Should I search pitch shift? Everything I got was about the marathon.
How about funny voices? Disguising a voice.
It doesn't work.
Okay. Well, then never mind.
No, nothing.
Okay.
Mike Noble, what are you doing in here? Oh, he's trying to help us. I thought he was just chatting to his friends, hanging out.
I thought he was trying to help us.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should have more faith in him. What do we do now?
201-209-9368. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
So our topic is, or was, or maybe still is, what's the worst thing you've ever done? But we wanted to disguise your voices, and it doesn't look like we know how. So that's cool.
But it's not like people are going to know who these people are unless they're really regular
callers. Why don't
you
guys just use... No, there's no way I want to hear an hour of funny voices.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
No, we don't want to do that.
Did you find it?
How'd you find it? Tell her how to do it. So you guys can call us at 201-209-9368. The topic is, what's the worst thing you've ever done? And don't be shy. We're working on changing the voices. And we have a plan B in case it doesn't work out. Michelle, I don't know what to do without you here and no calls. Michelle?
That doesn't help me.
There's a quick cheat sheet. Hold on.
Robin on the comments board says, I get the feeling this is the first time Frangry has accessed the internal WFMU wiki. You are correct.
So,
Marcel says if someone is calling and admitting it, you know it's not really the worst thing they've ever done. Should we give up? Because this is getting annoying and we've already lost 10 minutes of the show.
Yeah, I guess we should give up. Next time.
Next time?
Mm-hmm.
We could do this topic next week after we maybe figure it out.
Okay. We should have prepped. My bad.
I didn't really think about...
Anything you change, you have to change back.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is going to be the whole show.
No.
We're going to figure it out at 6:55.
No, it's fine. We can do something else.
We have a call.
All right.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Is my voice being disguised?
Yep.
Nope.
Okay.
Yep.
What?
You can't tell them it is when it's not. It's
Why
against
not?
The rules.
I didn't see that in the FMU wiki.
That's definitely illegal.
I didn't see that on the wiki.
So, is it almost there?
Not really.
Okay.
Why don't you just talk in a higher pitch?
I'll just disguise my voice now.
Okay.
All right, I'm talking totally different.
Perfect.
I was in a relationship, and I had been drinking kind of heavily, and I had cheated on my girlfriend, and then... We were the person that I can't do that fake thing. But I'll tell you, I had basically met up with my girlfriend at the time in New Mexico. We drove out, and I drove out with the person that I had cheated on her with. And when we got to finally be alone in our tent, that's okay for me to say in the air, right?
No,
I bleeped you.
Anyway, you were about to have sex, what happened?
Well, I said the wrong name right at that moment. I said the other name.
You said your girlfriend's name?
No, the girl that I cheated on with.
To your girlfriend.
In the tent, like right nearby, like 10 feet away.
And then what?
That was like the worst thing. I mean, what had happened at that very moment, she just immediately recognized and understood everything that happened, pushed herself off of me and started beating me in the tent and like yelling at me. And everyone, there was like 10 of us that had just started camping out in the spot, and we were going to another festival from there. And it turned into this, like everyone had to pack up their stuff in the middle of the night and leave. But like before that part, it was just her like screaming and crying, and you know, everyone there being like, oh, because that happened with, oh, and we were all there, and it was extremely awkward and probably the worst thing. And not that it was the worst thing that ever, this is what it is, right? The worst kind of topic. Yeah, that was the worst, hands down.
I think that sounds terrible, Frangry.
Yeah, that's bad.
It was bad. And it didn't like end from there, obviously. But, you know, that moment specifically was just the timing. I wasn't trying to bring it up yet. I was going to talk about it at some point. But
yeah, no shiz, dude. You were having sex with her, so we assume you weren't trying to tell her that you cheated on her.
Right. Yeah, I was just trying to at least, like, have one more time, like, with the, you know, without having to talk about that.
All right, buddy.
Hope you learned your lesson, cheater.
I definitely did.
You should go to confession.
This is my confession. That's
you should
what
do
I call
a confession show. You should send him a punishment, Michelle.
Mm-mm.
You're not into that? You're so good at it.
It's too
send me a punishment t-shirt.
We don't have a punishment t-shirt.
Your life is your punishment t-shirt.
Damn.
Oh.
All right, bye, buddy. Have a good one.
What's wrong? I saw you rolling your eyes.
I was?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't notice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it just kind of happens. We don't have any calls.
201-209-9368. You want to change the topic?
I don't know. I guess we can try for a little while. I just don't think people are going to call in and really tell us. Unless we did that other thing, you know?
With the voice?
Yeah, but we can't.
I don't know. I mean, I feel terrible that I'm ill-prepared.
Marcel says, calling Shut Up Weirdo probably does a lot more than confessing to a priest. Okay, we're changing the topic to useless facts.
That was fast.
Well, we don't have any calls, so how long are we going to sit here and talk to each other? Should we talk about our road trip? Someone said, when in doubt, just talk about the road trip.
The ears?
Yeah. I probably got hair dye in it.
I am unhappy with the way you've been handling this health issue.
Guess what?
It's none of my business.
No. I'm going to go tomorrow to get them removed.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You're getting them removed.
I don't want them.
What are you going to do with them?
Put them in my other ear?
You're going to keep them though, right?
It's only two earrings. This one's fine.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, I'm keeping them.
Okay.
I'm over it.
I think that's a good decision.
I want to be able to make out with a guy and have him, like, grab my face. Because I have so many guys to make out with. 201-209-9368. I can only hear out of one ear now. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I want to talk about the worst thing I've ever done.
Okay.
All right, so I was dating this girl a few years back. And after I found out about an infidelity, I put her number on an adult website.
No, you didn't.
It was a dark time in my life. That's very hurt.
You know, that doesn't excuse your behavior.
No, not really. I feel really awful about it now, but at the time it felt right.
Do you feel bad about it? You don't sound like you feel that bad about it.
No, I feel bad about it.
What's your name, buddy?
I wish I could tell you that, but...
Give us a fake one.
My voice, so I'm going to remain confidential.
How old are you?
In my early 20s.
Mm. All right, well, thanks for calling.
Have a good one. Mr. Johnny says I should sell the earrings for the road trip.
Oh, yeah. You could finance our road trip with those diamonds.
Probably. King Dean says, change the topic to summer dream job.
Summer dream job?
I don't know, like lifeguard?
No, the only dream job is no job.
Wow. I would totally be a lifeguard.
Really?
I mean, how often does someone drown? Not that often. You get to chill on the beach all day. Like this.
I could see you going all Baywatch for a summer.
Yeah, come on. I'd be so good at it.
Running down the beach.
I'm a good swimmer,
too. Yeah. Boobs bouncing.
Yeah. My hair.
Pamela Anderson
style. Blonde highlights. Me and my glasses.
Oh. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I wanted to talk about the worst thing I've ever done.
What? I'm just laughing about something from before, sorry.
What? John Norris? I hate you.
Because you just really... Like, it was like a second.
Because I'm in front of a microphone? All right, buddy, what's the worst thing you ever done?
Well, I found out my girlfriend cheated on me, so I...
Yeah, these are all cheating stories.
Yeah.
These are all amateurs. I want, like, a murder call.
Well, I set up a date. I knew, you know, we were still together, and I knew she cheated on me. So I took her out to the beach, and, you know, we were getting ready to have sex, and I had a condom, and I took my hand in the sand, and I rubbed sand all over the condom. It was a lubricated condom, so the sand stuck very well. And we proceeded to have sex, and I know the next morning she woke up and told me she had some serious problems, so I think I got even with her.
That's pretty messed up, dude.
That is horrifying.
That sounds so painful.
Did you make that up?
No, I didn't make it up. And the sad part was she you know, cheated on me with one of my best friends, and he was the one who actually encouraged me to break up with her, but I waited till after I did that, and then I broke up with her.
What's your name?
I won't be saying that.
You can give me.
I won't be saying that.
You can give me a fake one, but just remember it, because I'm going to put you on the list.
All right, I'll give you my middle name, which is Paul.
Okay, Paul. You're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt for being an awful human being.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
Men love being rewarded for their terrible behavior.
They do?
Mm-hmm. That's an awful thing to do to someone.
Yeah.
You don't mess with that area.
Ew.
That's mean.
That must hurt.
It must hurt so much.
Studio B Ben says, the Sandy condom may be the worst thing I've heard on Shut Up Weirdo, including the Andy years. 201-209-9368. What's the worst thing you've ever done?
The Sandy condom incident. It's terrible.
People are calling him the Sandman. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I have such a good one if I could disguise my voice, but...
I bet you've done a lot of terrible things, King Bean.
Oh, no, actually, my fact isn't useless, but over 100,000 people die a year, including 46 children a day, so not very useless unless you're... I don't know.
That's his useless fact.
Oh, thank you.
That was it.
Oh, but, come on, tell us what awful things you've done.
No, I can't.
Just one.
Because people will hear. I know the people involved listen to this show, so...
Ooh, were that popular?
Amongst people I know. But I wanted to...
Sinners. Amongst sinners.
I had a hilarious one.
Man, I wish we could figure out how to use that.
What's your dream job?
My summer dream job would be opening a metal detector store down the shore called Beach Better Have My Money.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, King Dean, have a good one.
I will.
Beach better have my money.
201-209-9368. What's the worst thing you've ever done? What about you, Michelle?
What's the worst thing I've ever done?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really do bad things. That's the thing.
I'm trying to think what mine is. I feel like if there was something, I would know it, because it would eat me up every day of my life, no? I don't really have one.
I don't think I'm, like, mean to other people.
Me either. Well, I am. But I tell myself it's okay, because it makes me happy to do what I want to do.
That's messed up, bro.
Let's see. Nobody's calling. What do we do now?
Someone will call. Don't worry. It's just a beautiful day.
Should I tell my story about... I went on a date on Monday. He might be listening. Hi.
It's okay. He knows he went on a date with you.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, but it was funny. And he said, oh my God, you know who you look like? And I'm like, who? And he's like, no, I'm not telling you. You're going to get so mad. And I was like, come on, tell me who. He's like, no, you're going to get mad. It's a guy.
I hope Robin's listening.
And I was like, what? What do you mean it's a guy? And then he told me I look like John Norris from MTV.
So funny.
And then we Googled him and put his picture next to my face.
And then you said, Michelle's going to have a field day with this one.
Michelle's going to love this. And I told her, and she's been laughing about it all week.
I've been laughing about it for 3 days.
John Norris.
Since I heard the good news.
Who was that, like, weird bodybuilder chick someone told me I look like? Jillian
Michaels? That
was me.
It's Jillian Michaels.
So now I've got Jillian. I have the weirdest people on my lookalike list. It's bizarre.
If Jillian Michaels and John Norris had a baby, it would look just like you.
Thanks, Michelle. You're a good pal.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Oh, Mr. Johnny wants to know what's the worst thing I've done today. I haven't done anything bad today. Do people do bad things on a daily basis?
Some people probably do. I'm surprised we don't have a lot more callers because we have a lot of jailbird listeners, don't we?
Let's see. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, I'd like to tell you what the worst thing I ever do. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, I have a boyfriend who's very controlling and yeah, had me moving with him after college. He got so controlling that he told me on Valentine's Day that my mom will never be allowed to in our house once we marry. He was very vain and he liked to use a so-called rose petal to wash his face. That night I cried a lot and I just wanted revenge. I peed on his facial soap and I never told him. So until now, Eduardo is... That's my best revenge, knowing that he always, what he really wants, it was not paid for rose petal.
Eduardo deserves it.
Yeah, he does deserve it.
So that was my shit. That was the awful things that I ever done in my life. The worst.
I like it. All right, have a good one.
You too.
I think maybe the worst thing I ever did was when I kicked that girl in elementary school off the bus seat and she fell and hit her head on the emergency door. I didn't mean for her to fall.
I know
off.
You didn't.
I just didn't want her to sit with me, and the whole bus was empty.
Did you say you can't sit here?
Yeah. I mean, she was our friend, but we were all in a fight. So me and the other girl were like, no, go sit somewhere else.
That is pretty mean.
And then she tried to say she got a concussion. Please. Yeah, like I can kick that hard. Get real. She tried to say she got a concussion.
She could have gotten a concussion.
Come on.
Don't. Uh-uh.
It was like...
You don't know how much it hurt her. You can kidding me right now.
Well, I can see when people are BSing me.
You did that on purpose.
No, I didn't. Why would I do it on purpose?
To test me.
Test you for what? Reflexes? What do I care?
I don't think you let that slip. I think you did it on purpose.
I actually didn't really think that it was a bleepable word, because it's not the other kind. Do you know what I mean?
You can't say.
Even if it's not the kind that comes
out of your butt. Oh, jeez, dude. You're really playing with fire tonight.
I'm allowed to say that. The number two kind.
Okay.
Can I say that?
Do say whatever you want.
Ken from Hyde Park says, when's the lion killer guy calling in?
Oh, man, people are up in arms.
People are up in arms.
I don't know why. I mean, I know why people are getting so upset, but, like... Don't you think people are getting overly upset? People who probably don't care about anything are so angry.
About the lion.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. What's the worst thing you've ever done? Like, pay $50,000 to hunt and kill a lion.
His life's over, that guy. He, like, lost his dental practice already, apparently. People hate him. There's death threats.
Robin says, fourth grade for angry, quote, you think I can kick that hard? Who am I, John Norris? Hi, you're on the radio.
I've lost the dental practice
Hello,
already. Apparently.
You're on the radio.
Turn down your radio.
Robin says, fourth grade for angry.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the radio.
My voice is not disguised, right?
No.
We couldn't figure out how to do it.
So I can't tell you the worst thing I've ever done, because I could go to jail for that. But I could tell you something else.
Listen, I don't think cops are listening to the show, like, looking for people to arrest.
I don't know. I can't take any chances.
All right, fine.
But it's still kind of bad, though.
Okay.
The other one. So I was at a cake party in college, at this guy's apartment. Well, I didn't really care for it very much. And they were kind of obnoxious, posers sort of characters. And I discovered in the bathroom that under the cabinet, under the sink, they had their stash of rum.
Uh-huh.
In a 175 yes. bottle. And I might have accidentally urinated into it.
Gross, dude.
Yeah.
People do a lot of bad things with their
bodily fluids.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of got a sick enjoyment out of watching them when they broke it out.
All right, cool. Have a good one. Paul D. on the comments board says, I pretended to be a black woman with bad style to become head of the NAACP. And then Robin said, Paul D., but you started a dialogue. Isn't that great?
Robin's so funny. 201-209-9368. We want to hear about some of the worst stuff you've ever done.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up? I was just waking up after that last caller. I got a question for you girls.
What?
What's the worst thing you would do to somebody if you could get away with it?
Would do? I don't know. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't have any reason to.
I could think of someone.
Me? What would you do to me, Michelle?
No, I wasn't talking about you.
Oh.
What would you do if you met John Norris?
Kiss him. What if John Norris and I had a baby? What would it look like? Isn't he gay?
He might be gay. I don't know.
Are you?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
That What's sucks?
Why does it suck?
Yeah.
Because, I don't know.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Yeah,
baby. Have a good one.
Did he even tell a story?
Nope. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. The worst thing I ever did was a friend of mine robbed for me that I lived with, and she was allergic to poison ivy, and I'm not. So I took poison ivy and I put it on the door handle of her car. So every time she touched it, she would get poison ivy, and then she'd get in her car and touch her steering wheel and touch her rearview mirror and her gear shift, and every time she would get reinfected for months and months and months. And she just always got reinfected.
What did she rob from you?
She stole money. She stole money.
How much money?
How much money?
How much money?
$4,000.
Oh, hell
yeah,
no.
That was a diabolical plan, though. I like it.
What's your name, sister?
I'm going to give you my middle name, Mary.
Okay, Mary, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
Awesome. Thank you.
Have a good one. I hope that all
That's
these people
badass.
Are learning from their lessons, though, you know?
I mean, that girl stole $4,000.
Yeah, but two wrongs don't make a right, Michelle.
But sometimes it feels like it.
Yeah, but that's still not right.
I don't know. That girl could have sent her roommate to jail and she didn't for stealing $4,000.
Maybe she didn't have proof. So no, that's not necessarily true. Maybe she made it up.
I think it's a diabolical plan and I love it.
Because you're diabolical.
I'm not diabolical.
I'm the good one. Rich says it all the time.
I'm not diabolical.
I'm the good one, you're the bad one.
There is no good and bad.
2012, that's what a bad person says. 201-209-9368. What's the worst thing you've ever done? You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
Yes, awesome.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Rich says it all the time.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Okay, so two of the worst things I've ever done was one was my girlfriend had cheated on me with some guy, and I had known the guy, so he had a house party. And when I was at his place, I took his toothbrush and like scrubbed like the inner toilet with it.
I did that once.
Okay, and then the other worst thing I did was there were these, like, annoying little kids that used to play around with each other on a hot day.
Ew, dude, what is it with all these guys? All right, buddy, have a good one. My friend and her boyfriend broke up once, and he was out of town, and we were, like, getting all her stuff out of their apartment. We were cleaning the bathroom, and we cleaned the toilet bowl with his toothbrush. I stole gum out of a stranger's purse once.
That's messed up. Because that's so weird.
It was the craziest thing. That's I was desperate.
That's a crazy thing to do.
I was desperate.
She would have given you a piece of gum.
I know. That's
why,
the worst.
Why I don't know. Didn't I was, you want to ask
I was
her?
Shy. Or, I don't know. I don't know. I was embarrassed. I was shy. I felt stupid being like, hey, can I have a piece of gum?
So you stole it out of her purse when she was in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
That's crazy.
I know. It's the craziest thing I've ever done in my life. And even after, I was like, what did I just, like, that was so weird.
Were you scared when you did it?
Yes. And then I was so scared.
Her bag was open?
She was going to notice when she came back and saw me chewing because.
Later
I realized that she had only eaten one piece. So if there was another one missing, she would have known.
But she never would have accused you.
Well, no, or maybe she would have thought it fell out in her bag or something. But then...
Did you have to open her bag or was her bag open?
No, it was open. It was sitting on the chair open. The gum was right there. I didn't, like, go through her stuff or anything. But still, it wasn't. It was messed up. I was so terrified the rest of... You don't understand. We were, like, stuck on a runway and they wouldn't give us water for like 5 hours.
I would have just been scared to chew the gum with her sitting right next to me.
When she sat back down, I was like, oh my god, what did I do? Because then I was just so scared to chew it, I couldn't even enjoy it.
Did you swallow it?
I don't remember. I think I kind of just did one of these because I was near the window, you know?
Yeah, that's psycho.
I know. 201-209-9368, what's the worst thing you've ever done? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I got something good for you guys.
Go.
My ex's family owed me a lot of money, so I wound up going to a sporting goods store and buying that stuff that the hunters use for the skunk scent.
Mm-hmm.
And I skunked 3 of their cars.
What's that?
In the summertime.
It's like a skunk smell.
Horrible, man. They had to get rid of the cars, all of them.
Oh, my God. I like it.
That's mean.
All right, buddy.
Thanks.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. The worst thing I've ever done was I put X-Lax in my mom's coffee.
Why?
Hi.
I said why.
Oh, why? I think she wouldn't let me go somewhere.
Did she get sick?
Hi, you're on the
radio. Yeah. Do you feel bad? Have you ever told her?
No, definitely not.
You should tell her.
That's messed up.
And apologize.
Why would I tell her?
Because, you know, you got to come clean with your sins, sister.
True.
All right, I think you should tell her. Have a good one.
I don't think she should tell her.
Yeah.
No.
Honesty is the best policy.
You know that's not true.
Yeah, totally.
No way.
Uh-oh. Hello, you're on the radio. I just hung up on everyone by mistake. Please call back if I just hung up on you. You're on the radio? Okay.
What do you think the worst thing station manager
Ken's
done?
We just had a full board.
We ruined it.
And I just broke the phone.
You're acting crazy right now.
Calm
down.
Can you relax? I'm trying to fix this.
If you like, please hang up and try again.
I don't know how to fix it.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I pressed a weird button and now it won't hang up. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, I work for a federal law enforcement agency, and a girl I know was with a guy who I don't like, so I falsified a background information check.
I don't understand a word you're saying, bro.
A drug dealer. She passed the information on to his boss, and he was fired.
He framed someone for being a drug dealer.
You're messed up, dude. Is that all? He can't say anything else because he hasn't programmed the computer?
No.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. When I was 19, I totaled my father's car on the lower level of the George Washington Bridge.
Oof.
Completely hammered. And then I abandoned it and hitchhiked down the West Side Highway. I met up with some friends, smoked some weed after a fish show, and reported the car stolen.
That's crazy. Did you get away with it?
It gets better.
It gets better.
My father,
talk louder.
Yeah, talk louder.
And
talk louder.
I called my father to tell him what happened, and on his way in to pick me up, he drove past the car. It was still there 6 hours later. Swear to God. So we go into the precinct in, I don't know, Midtown North or Midtown South, and report is stolen. The cops completely know I'm lying. Absolutely 100% know I'm lying. But I'm sticking to my story, 100%. They hand me a piece of paper to sign, you know, the police report, but since the car is registered to my father, he's got to sign it too. And they give me this whole speech about how, you know, as soon as he puts his signature on it, if this is a false story, he's committing police fraud, and if we go through the insurance company, he's committing insurance fraud because it's all in his name. I look everyone dead in the eye and say, nope, 100% true. Swear to God. Car was stolen. He signed the paper. We go home. He didn't believe me for like 3 days, 4 days. I keep getting the same thing. Finally, court authority police called him and let him know that it was absolutely false. And we had a fairly fractured relationship for a while.
That's messed up, dude.
It does.
I don't know if I want to reward him for this.
That's how old were you?
I was 19.
That's old enough to know better.
Oh, absolutely. I started off a lie and I stuck well past the point where I should have.
I would give you a t-shirt, but I don't think you deserve a reward.
Who does deserve a reward for this topic?
Would you do the same thing again?
No.
No, I don't drive my father's car.
He'd do it again.
He totally would do it again.
You might be rotten.
You
might be a bad apple.
He called him rotten. You might be rotten.
Don't make fun of me.
Remember that day you had a post-it of notes?
I remember. I was going to frame it for you.
Oh my God, please do. It was amazing. All right, have a good one, buddy.
Thank you.
Oh. No. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
So when I moved back home, I took a hose, smashed his window, put it in his living room, turned it on, turned around, and went back.
Oh my God, seriously?
Really?
It's like they're all idiots. 201-209-9368. What's the worst thing you've ever done? Like, curse on the air 3 times in 10 seconds.
What a jerk.
He's just not smart. He didn't do it on purpose.
I'm outraged.
He was rotten.
Lots of rotten apples, Colin.
You know,
tonight.
I'm not surprised their listeners are so rotten.
People say that. It's not like people don't say that.
I haven't heard that word in so long other than like that. Food is rotten. Like calling a person rotten. It's really funny.
Thanks.
201-209-9368. What's the worst thing you've ever done? So far, I think I like the sand on the condom was good.
I like that one. That's...
And the poison ivy. I like the ones that, like, hurt someone, but they can bounce back from...
Well, I feel like because she cheated on him and then he did that to her, it like...
Full circle?
Yeah. Ooh, that must have hurt.
201-209-9368. Call and tell us what's the worst thing you've ever done. Should we say happy birthday to Christina?
Nah.
Yeah, you're right. I already gave her a watch.
Happy birthday, Christina.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Once, when I was in high school, I put my friend's little brother's bike in the back of another friend of mine's car, let him ride around with it for about a day, and then called the cops on him.
Wait, why? Like, as if he stole it?
Yeah, I don't know. At the time, we thought it would be hilarious. In hindsight, it wasn't.
It's kind of funny.
I will say that I feel bad about it, and it was tough to explain to him how the bike got in there. And because he had no idea, so when the cops got called at him, and they were like, "Can we search your car?"
He was like, "Wait, what?"
He was like, "Of course, search my car." And then whatever you need, officer.
I felt like I wasn't there, but I feel like he probably had to say, like, I was framed.
That is funny to imagine him saying, I was framed.
There's a bicycle in the back of his car, a children's bicycle.
Like, why would he even steal it?
I think that's funny.
That's exactly the point. That's why we thought it would be hilarious.
That's pretty good. What's your name, buddy?
My name's Kyle.
Kyle, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt. Did you hear me?
That's more like a practical joke gone wrong.
All right, have a good one, buddy. No, that's gone right.
That's gone right.
He's rotten. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going? So the worst thing I ever did was I was at a girl's house, was 13 through 4, and then left and texted her and broke up with her.
What is up with all these weird dudes?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Barry. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Hey. So, the worst thing I ever did was I didn't speak to my father for like 2.5 years. And then when he had a rough time in the hospital, you know, I didn't go to see him or anything. And my mom asked me why. And when I told her, I said, you know, we got into an argument and we stopped talking. And she told me how she had done the same thing to her father, and she regretted it, and then she started crying. And so that, you know, my mom crying compelled me to go and make up with my father. And a couple of years after that, he passed, and I regret it that, you know, I don't have those 2 years plus that I didn't speak with him, you know. So, you know, I guess the lesson is that, you know, sometimes you think you're doing the right thing because, you know, you're right and you don't want to give in, but sometimes it's better just to forgive and, you know, move on.
That was heavy, Ted.
Thanks, Ted. You're always bringing the show down.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that. But at least, you know, maybe somebody will take something and make something positive from it, hopefully.
I hope so.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Have a good one.
Damn. Screeching halt.
Anyway.
We meant funny, terrible things you've done.
Oh, I'm going to call my dad tonight.
Are you?
Nope. 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
They picked up. Hi there, lady. This is Soul Patch.
Hi, Soul Patch.
How you doing? I got a quick story for you.
Okay.
When I was about 20 years old, I worked for a carpet cleaning company. And I went to clean a carpet at a house. The only person home was this beautiful 18-year-old girl. So I'm upstairs in an upstairs bedroom cleaning the carpet. And I look outside into the backyard. And this girl is sunbathing with a top off in the backyard. So...
How old were you?
Not so proud to say this, but I lived.
my God!
Okay. This is prior to nanny cams and stuff like that. So it was going on almost 15 years ago, and I did clean it up. You know,
I don't want to know. Right, I don't want to know the rest of this story.
Well, that's the whole story right there.
Yeah, that's.
I met.
We get it. Okay. Edit. We got it. You don't need to repeat it again.
Well, okay.
Let me ask you one question.
Sure.
Have you ever done anything that perverted again? Yes or no? I don't want details.
I don't believe I've done anything.
Good. Have a good one. I'm hanging up on him before he says something else that's awful. I think this is the show we've had to dump the most in our entire career.
I think you might be right.
Like, it's only going to be 40 minutes long.
Career is a funny word.
This is a career. We're growing every day on this show. Right here. Right here. 201-209-9368. What's the worst thing you've ever done? What a purr.
This is making me nervous, this show.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi.
Can you turn down your radio, please?
Amateur.
So, I did a pretty bad thing one time.
Okay.
I was like, I had been like abusing this this kid like in grammar school. I was doing like unrelated bad things to him, just like
is
really just like being horrible to him all day.
Bullying?
And then like the next day I came in and he was being like really like stoic and sitting at his desk and he was reading the Bible. Like I guess I don't know. I thought it was my fault because I treated him so bad. So I took the book from him. I was like, what's this? And I was like, the Bible? And he was like, yeah, it's the Bible. And then I threw it out a window.
Why are your friends laughing?
Are your friends laughing? Well, I mean, we're all in a car. I don't know. I told them it would be funny, but they don't think it's funny.
It's not funny.
Right.
That's messed up.
That's kind of messed up.
All right, have a good one. You need to learn how to turn your radio down.
Everyone needs to turn their radio down when they get on the phone.
Amateurs. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
So my roommate was trying to kick heroin, and he just had to get out of town, and he wanted someone to go to Florida with him. And I couldn't get any time off my job, but I was salary, and you know, didn't have any vacation saved up. So I just decided to go. We bought our tickets, and on the way to the airport, I called up my job and said my dad had a heart attack. And you know, we went to Florida for a week. I didn't stay in contact with the job at all. And when I got back, they were like, "Oh my God, you know, is everything okay? You didn't say anything." And I was like, "Yeah, you know, he, you know, had the surgery, had all the stuff done. He's fine. No harm, no foul." And I felt pretty terrible about it.
I think it was nice you were helping your friend.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
No, not that bad.
Sometimes you have to do something bad to do a greater good.
Bad about that.
Wait, then your dad had a heart attack?
Yeah, some years later.
And then you thought it was karma?
No, I mean, I would have felt terrible about that either way, you know.
There's no way he could have gotten the time off work and his friend needed him.
Sometimes you have to do something bad for the greater good.
You didn't hurt anyone by doing that.
I mean, I put him under a bit of duress.
I'm sure they survived without you.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
I wonder if his friend kicked his habit.
We should have asked. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
So the worst thing I ever did happened when I used to play Little League. We had a team in the league that always beat everybody by like 10 or so runs. So after the third time they beat us, when we were doing the handshakes, I pretended that I got sucker punched, and about four parents got into a fist fight.
That's awesome.
That's good.
Yeah, that is good.
All right, buddy, have a good one.
Thanks, have a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, how are you today? Hey, thank you for doing this. It's pretty funny.
Thank you.
The weird thing is I've noticed that everyone's talking about horrible things that they do to other people. And I'm here to talk about horrible things that I did to myself.
Okay.
So, I'm a junkie. I'm really bad. I'm strung out, whatever. But so I sent my wife away to get clean. Now, I was going to be a good boy and not shoot drugs anymore. But there was this hazmat box that we used to keep our rigs in. Like, whoever came by the apartment or whatever would put their used needles in this plastic red hazmat thing. It looked like that biohazard thing on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I took every single one of those rigs out and scraped out the insides and then injected it.
That's dark.
I'm luckily because I took the Hep C treatment. I got cured about 6 months ago, but probably was the worst thing I ever did.
That is dark.
Well, you know, but the good news is that it was a vibrant life experience. It was a deep human experience, and I survived. So it's not that dark.
Are you clean?
Yeah, sure. Oh, that was, yeah, you know, it's like, you can't do that. I wouldn't be on the, this was maybe 20 years ago, so I wouldn't be on the phone with you if I wasn't clean like that.
Yeah.
So, you know. But so everyone out there that's on the narcotics, like, enjoy your narcotics run, and when you're done with it, be done with it, and go on and have another human experience. Because I think they're all valid human experiences, because, you know, one's not better than the other, but...
It's better not being a junkie, probably.
Well, I don't know about that, because there's certain romantic heaviness to existence and drama that the average person doesn't really stick their toe into. The thing is, you just can't do it forever. So it's not like, it's not a lifestyle that you should keep going for a very, very long time. But I think it's a valid lifestyle. What the heck? I'm not here to judge. What the heck? You know, peace and love for everybody, right?
Huh.
Right.
I like so, you, anyway, buddy.
I was just wanted to see, because everyone's talking about, like,
yeah,
you know, oh, I screwed this person over and I did this horrible thing. And a lot of it was pretty lightweight. And I'm thinking, like, but sure, but, you know, bad stuff is, you know, what's the worst thing you did? I think that's probably the worst thing I've done, because I'm actually a good guy. But that was, you know, self-inflicted bad.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're glad you're clean, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, all right. You guys have a wonderful day.
Have a good one.
Bye.
I like him. You okay?
Yeah.
You getting dark?
It's hard for me to hear stories like that.
Yeah. 201-209-9368. What's the worst thing you've ever done? 5 minutes to win a t-shirt. Hi. What the hell? Did I ruin the phone again? Hello, you're on the radio?
Hooray!
Oh, hello.
Hello. I know that the last guy was saying that a lot of the things seem kind of lightweight. I've done really terrible things to people that deserved it. You know, like revenge stuff. But, I mean, that's justified, so I don't think of that as being terrible.
Is this frangry?
What? I haven't done any of the stuff we've heard tonight. I'm an angel in comparison.
I was trying to think of, like, the worst thing that I did that was actually, like, not to someone who deserved it. And I thought of something, and now I feel really bad. I used to work at this cafe in the Lower East Side, like, 15 years ago. And maybe 10 years ago. I don't know what year it was. 15 years ago. And there was, like, a lot of weird regulars. And it was, like, right across from the Hell's Angels. So, like, weird people would come in all the time. And there was this one guy who used to come in all the time. He was really quiet and kind of weird. And he left. And I was cleaning up, and I noticed that there was, like, a notebook left behind. And so I was like, oh, I guess, you know, he left it. So I grabbed it and, you know, brought behind the counter, and I started looking at it, you know, because it's a notebook, and I was like, well, maybe there's a name or something, you know, looking at it. And it was a notebook of craziness. Like, it was just one of those notebooks that had, like, crazy scrawling in it, and it was him writing down, like, inventory of every time he got, like, on a subway and then having to get off because he couldn't take being on the subway because he had, like, a panic attack and, like, got on the 6th train, got off 3 stops later. And then, which was crazy. And then in the back, it was all this crazy stuff about him being basically a gay-hating gay person. Like, he was gay, but he was terrified of gay people and hated them. And it was all these crazy scrawlings about that, too. And I was like, wow, this is fascinating. And, like an hour later, like, me and my coworker were looking at it like, wow, this is crazy. And then an hour later, he came in frantically looking for his notebook. And I told him I didn't have it.
That's awful.
And I still have the notebook. I still have it.
That's pretty...
I can throw it out.
That's
amazing that you still have it, though.
Yeah.
You have to keep it forever.
You should send it to him.
I know. And the thing is, his contact information is actually written in the front.
You should send it to him.
Should I?
Yeah. What do you need it for? Send it to him anonymously.
He might not still live there anymore.
Phone number, it's probably not his address anymore.
So? You can find him. Google him. I'm sure you could find him.
We gotta go.
Oh, that's crazy. You should send it to him. Please send it to him.
Okay, I will.
You promised?
I promise.
I don't know.
Oh,
if
you're
I
making
can...
me do a good thing.
I don't know if
thing.
I can trust you.
Yeah, she promises.
Yeah, I don't know if I trust you.
Yay. Okay.
Okay, sister.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
Cool. Okay, so is it sand on the condom?
Or
poison ivy?
Or
bike in the back of the car? I think sand on the condom.
I kind of like... I don't like Santa. I think it should be Santa on the condom.
All right, Paul. That was his middle name.
Quote, unquote, Paul.
Yeah. You win a t-shirt for ruining a lady's private part.
She did cheat on him.
She did. Email me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You are listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at wfmu.org. We'll be back next week with another hit show. Right, Frangry?
Can't wait.
All right. Have a good one.
shelter of each little nest that they love. Nightshades fallen, lovebirds calling. What makes the world go round? Nothing.
Hello, I'm Crosley Bendix. Mr. Edge is currently serving time in FCC prison, so UMN collared me as a pretty safe bet to temporarily host what is legally left of Over the Edge. Well, there's nothing to curse about tonight, just uplifted female fun from beginning to end. Tonight, it's my great pleasure to host the Ann McGuire Show. Now, don't go running off to find your copy of Who's Who in Show Business. You won't find her there yet. No, Miss McGuire is a fresh, new, tantalizing talent I recently discovered. And with the tune-free, tuneful assistance of Wobbly, my engineer, she will be exposing herself to everyone right here on Over the Edge tonight. So now, in person, and recording her very first CD, I'm proud and so very pleased to present someone completely new, fresh from her benefit appearance at the Winky Dink Lounge, destined to be targeted by aggressive paparazzi all over the world in no time, Miss Ann McGuire. And welcome to Over the Edge.
Hello there. I forgot to tell you, I changed my name to Freddy.
Freddy
McGuire.
Freddy McGuire, well, that's good.
It's essential that you call me Freddy McGuire from now on. That's what's going to be on the CD.
I shall do that. I understand show business perfectly.
Thank you.
I know how those things are.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It does have a certain ring to it.
Freddy.
Now, let me ask you, Freddy, who would you credit as your major influences in the musical field?
Well, there are a lot of them, and of course the big one is Adrian. And then there's the other.